This is Twit.
FX Tech Pro 1. I will go ahead and say my very first Android phone was a Motorola Droid. And so when I see photos of the FX Tech Pro 1, which I've got right here, I mean, I get all the feels because this just reminds me. This takes me back to a time. And actually, it probably takes, like, I imagine you probably have a history with phones like this prior to the Droid, right? Because there were phones prior to Android that did this. Yep. It's kind of a labor of love. What phones inspired you to create this?
I think one of the biggest inspirations for us comes from the Nokia E90. It wasn't on mass release. It was mostly for developers. But that was a really great phone. If it had Android, I think it would be perfect. But this for us was a really solid phone. And the hinge mechanism on that particular phone is one that we've tried to replicate here because we felt it was really, really good. Some of the HTC sliding phones, the hinges, they didn't last so long. And when we came about designing this phone, we said, well, which design, which hinge mechanism from previous incarnations of this form factor work well? And we settled on the one from the Nokia E90. So, I mean, you've played with it for a bit, right? You can feel it's pretty solid.
It's super solid. And it's got a nice, like, quick snap to it when you flip it open, which, I mean, when you're doing a phone that has this sort of mechanism, you want that snap, that kind of, like, click.
Mm-hmm. It's so
right into place. I don't know. It feels like a switchblade almost. Don't we all want a switchblade? No, we don't. But it's nice when a phone can do that. Yeah. Right. It's not nearly as scary as a switchblade, but it feels really nice when it flicks out. And the keys have a really nice tactile feel to them as well.
Those look nice and big, unlike the other phone with a keyboard.
What is the other phone with a keyboard?
I believe it's named after some fruit that grows like a weed in your backyard.
I can't remember.
Blackberries grow like a weed.
Do they flip out like this though?
They have thorns on them too, by the way, just to add to this metaphor. Anyway.
No one wants a BlackBerry then. One thing I like about the layout is that you've got all the letters kind of positioned almost dead center, right? I feel like some of these keyboard layouts, they get kind of creative with where they put these things, and you end up kind of off center with
We put a lot of thought into the design of the keyboard. So there are 64 keys. We made sure that the letters were mostly in the center so that there's less travel for your thumbs to do.
Yep.
We wanted to add some of the really important keys that you'll get in a landscape device. So the cursor keys, for example, really great. You can, you know, we have cursor keys. The phones that Flo referred to don't have cursor keys. The top row there, you'll see it's slightly short. The keys are slightly shorter than the rest of the rows. And that's because when you press them, you don't want your fingers keep always tapping the screen. So we've gone through some iterations about the keyboard, the designs, the touch and feel of the buttons as well. You know, the early prototypes, the keys didn't feel like this. They didn't have the same tacticity that these ones have. And we're really pleased with how these have now. I think you can get to the point where with a bit of learning and a bit of muscle memory, you can do blind typing.
Like T9 so cool. Of the days past.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely take a little bit of training, I would imagine. You type on this long enough with those thumbs, they'll probably know exactly where to land.
I mean, the clear benefit for this seems to be that the QWERTY keyboard is landscape versus portrait.
Right.
Because that gives your thumbs more room to move. And I think that's one of the things that makes it hard for me is if I don't have a lot of area to move.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right, Flo. It's actually for us the combination of having the QWERTY keyboard and also it then means you have a full-size screen, right? You get that full real estate and you get a keyboard at the same time. So it was important for us to make sure that we designed a really good landscape experience with a QWERTY keyboard. So you'll see in there, you know, we've optimized the launcher to have, you know, a certain number of icons.
Ooh.
In there.
I know, it's dense.
Look at that.
It's like, boom.
And that's
it's dense, but not like, it's a different density than the current app drawer, which is very kind of spread out. It takes you a while to scroll through.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. So we recognize that when people use this phone, they can use it as a portrait Android phone like every other phone out there. And it works great as that. You know, like this, it's perfectly good phone. But when you put it into landscape and you want to use the keyboard, you then need to make sure that you optimize it. And you know, in doing the keys, in doing the launcher, adding stereo speakers, you know, I think it's great as a landscape phone.
Stereo speakers. So I see one right
at the bottom.
Oh, I'm sorry. Base. So they're down at the base, like underneath right here. Or where am I missing it?
On the sides.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. All right. I was a little lost there. There we go. Yeah. So there's one of the speakers on the side, and there's the other one right there.
So you can watch it like a little lappy tap.
You can. You can. I have to admit, I was watching a Twitch show on the plane on the way here.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. I was. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
So landscape, almost landscape first, because, you know, I imagine you envision people using the phone a lot more in this environment. That's probably one of the reasons why they're buying it. What kind of thought goes into, like, creating a phone that is landscape first? Because we're so used to portrait, right? Like, are apps, for the most part, going to operate in this mode versus portrait? Like, there can sometimes be weird issues, you know,
they can, when you're locked
into one.
Yeah, a lot of apps do work fairly well in landscape. Web browsing, we all know, works quite well.
Mm-hmm.
Email, it depends which client you use. So, you know, the stock Google Gmail app works really well. Some of the others, not so great. We've developed our own landscape email app because we wanted to give users, I think, a really good experience. Where you can actually browse through your mails, you can have previews with them on the side. You know, there are other apps out there that are, you know, spreadsheet apps, you know, all the Google Docs, Google Spreadsheets, they all work really well in landscape. And when you can use those along with the keys, you actually get a really nice productivity experience.
Very nice. Now, Ron.
So it sounds like.
Oh, sorry.
It sounds like apps that are optimized for, like, I'm thinking desktop Chrome OS.
Or for just tablets, from my perspective. Or something, maybe.
Yeah, because then I find that those are the apps that translate much easily for those of us productive types who are trying to get a bunch of stuff done. And so sure. I imagine this would be like a little Chrome machine. Because what is Chrome, really? But
just a browser. Ron, you are the king of devices that look anything but normal, you know, compared to what we're used to, which is like a black slab, a thin black slab of some sort. What do you think? What's your thoughts?
I love it. I've been dreaming of a phone with a slide out keyboard since I moved on from my old HTC Windows PC Windows phone to Android. I think the you're right. It snaps like a switchblade. I'm very intrigued by this because the physical keyboard was something that I loved. The idea you mentioned earlier, Adrian, the idea of having a cursor and being able to move around versus, you know, I can't tell you the number of times I'm using apps. I'm trying to precisely get to a letter to do copy and paste or something like that. This is exactly helps for it. The physical keyboard does have a place with devices, and it's neat to see it actually get, you know, kind of merged back into the Android experience. So I'm very intrigued by this.
Yeah. Cool. Thank you.
Now, one question I do have, as far as the internals, it has a Snapdragon 835, which at this point is a little, well, it's not an 855, which is the current, right? So it's a little bit further behind. What kind of longevity does a device get starting at this point, at this time? Like, do you have a certain approach for support, or like, what are your thoughts there?
I think so. For us, we've spoken to the manufacturer. We considered this long and hard when choosing the CPU. We'll have a good number of years longevity in there. We'll support. We're only out with Pi. We'll have support for Q. Mm-hmm. And who knows beyond there what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
The 835, the choice behind it was largely down to the fact that we are a new brand and a startup. And to get an 845 at the time we started designing this was quite a challenging thing to do. Unless you're one of the, you know, quite more established players, to have access to the 845 and the 855s was not something within our reach. But then it meant that we could produce a device that actually had other things that people wanted to see inside. We had a nice AMOLED display.
Yeah, it's really nice display.
We've got a Sony IMX 363 lens as a camera. There's dual SIM inside. We've got 6 gig of RAM, 128 storage. So, you know, we wanted to create a premium device, one that was up there in terms of its quality and how you use it. And you know, I think when you come on to like the Pixel 3a review later, I think the reality is you don't always need that top spec processor.
Truth.
To have a good phone for your daily use.
Absolutely. Absolutely true. And this actually came out of a Moto mod, if I remember correctly, right? Mm-hmm. What's the story there? How did this come to be from that to this?
Yeah, so one of my partners, Dian Cheng, he created a keyboard Moto mod 2 years ago. He launched in CES 2018 and was actually one of the only people to actually create a device or an accessory that was going to sell. Last year, around 12 months ago, the support with Lenovo and with Motorola was not as strong as he expected. And the reality was, the vision was always a smartphone with a keyboard, right? You know, we all used to use smartphones with keyboards. And very quickly we decided, right, let's go for it. Let's create a smartphone with a keyboard. Let's bring something back that we love. Let's create a great device that we want to use every single day. And we're really pleased. We're pleased with the output.
Yeah, I like it. It feels really nice, too. It's got some nice rounding on the edges, so it's comfortable when you've got it in the hands. And, good stuff. So this is not out yet. This is sometime this summer, is that right? Like, what are the details as far as, like, price availability?
Yeah, what are the launch plans?
Yeah, so it's available to pre-order on our website. The price is $649 US, and we're looking to ship in July. So we're not far off.
Not far off at all. Awesome. Well, this is really neat. I really appreciate you bringing this on. I didn't mention that there is a fingerprint sensor right in the side there. And this is a hardware camera button, right?
Yes, two-stage camera button.
Two-stage. Awesome. That's really cool. I hope we get a chance to like take this through, take it for like a longer spin when it finally gets its release. We'd love to do a review on the network.
I'll be more than happy. That would be amazing. I will bring some back.
That would be awesome.
I'll grow out my nails.
Flo do the nail test.
Yes.
The typing with nails test, which I can't really participate in.
Nope.
So FX Tech, that's fxtech.com/pro and then the number one. If you want to check it out, and I imagine that's where people can go to pre-order.
Correct. Yes.
Right on. Cool.
Very cool. Okay. I love that on the website. Pure Android experience. That's the selling point. Well done.
Pure Android.
I have one quick question.
What's up?
Shoot.
Because it has a keyboard, does the phone do any of the like control commands? Because I noticed there are like little lightning bolts on the keys.
Oh yeah.
I'm assuming those
like
are
symbols
like
and stuff.
Control keys or shift keys? Maybe
the yellow arrow keys are for all the punctuations and all the other, you know, to get to the secondary characters. There are shortcut keys available through the desktop as such.
See, right. Yeah. I just held down a key long enough and it said assign keyboard shortcut. Do you want to assign shortcut for G key? And then if I was to assign that and then go into my daily operation and hold down G, it would do whatever I assigned it to do.
Yes. In Google Docs, for example, or in Google Sheets, you can control C, control V.
Oh, I see the control there. Yeah. Okay. So what I thought was a lightning bolt is really the F.
Oh, yeah. That takes you home.
Oh,
well,
okay.
If I don't have that window open. But if I was in there, boop, that takes me home.
I know this is old school, but I still appreciate the control plus because
that's some things just still work better, right? Some things do still just work better than what we have at the moment.
Yeah. I love it. Very cool. Very nice feeling keyboard too. That because on a device like this, that can make or break it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That keyboard, you're going to be using it so much. And I mean, definitely devices like this, it's not like total wide mainstream device, right? Like it's definitely a niche device. There's a certain audience that wants this. They're very passionate about it, but they're only going to use it if the keyboard is actually pretty decent.
Correct. For us, getting the keyboard absolutely spot on, getting it to the level that we're happy with was really important. So we've gone through a number of iterations. You'll actually see it on our website there. The keys are different on that keyboard to what we have today. We're updating those photos. But it just, it's as part of our iterative process for design.
Yeah. Right?
You know, that wasn't good enough for us. We didn't want to release it with those keys. Yeah. So we went back and we said, right, let's do it again. Let's change it. Let's improve it. Let's make it feel like it should feel.
Awesome. Well, whatever changes you've made, really good, because it does feel, it feels solid. Like the keys are great. They rise up enough. Like sometimes they're just so shallow, it's hard to even find them. Feels really good.
Thank you.